It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
Gerrymandering continues to be an effective weapon to maintain the status quo.
Every 10 years after the census, state legislatures around the country redraw their congressional maps using the politicized process known as gerrymandering. In 2010, Republican strategists saw an opportunity to pour money into state elections to get control of those maps. David Daley wrote a book about it.
They did this for $30 million. It's the biggest bargain and perhaps the biggest heist in modern American political history.
The documentary Slay the Dragon explains how Republicans redrew maps to ensure their candidates would get reelected. Gerrymandering expert Stephen Wolf explains how effective they were.
You have several states in 2012 where Democratic candidates actually won more votes statewide than Republicans did, but Republicans would win lopsided majorities.
Katie Fahey was a Michigan voter who decided to take action.
Just sitting and watching like these politicians just so blatantly disregard the will of the people. You have these officials who feel untouchable, who feel like they can't get unelected because they've designed and rigged a system to make it that way. I just reached a point where it was like, how can we do something about this? Like, how?
We watch Fahey as she leads a citizens' crusade. It's an inspiring act of voters fighting for democracy. Slay the Dragon is now available on Apple, Amazon, and other platforms. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.